From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is playwright and actress Tina D'Elia. Hey, Tina.
Hey, Janae Darden. Yay.
Tina created the one-woman comedy play Overlooked Latinas. She plays 12 characters. Woo! The show is about two lesbian producers launching a TV pilot about queer, legendary Hollywood Latinx actors. And Tina's show is currently running at the Marsh Theater in Berkeley until May 10th. But right now, we're going to hear Tina's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is the stage production Gumiho at Theater Rhinoceros. The play is about a queer Korean woman who just broke up with her longtime girlfriend. So she starts sleeping with a lot of women. After many hookups, she is forced to confront struggles within herself and her past. Now, in East Asian mythology, a Gumiho is a nine-tailed, shape-shifting fox that seduces humans. Interesting. So the production's ensemble is made up of Asian queer women, non-binary and trans characters and actors. So Tina, why did you pick this show? It seems juicy.
I read the description and I was like, oh my God, who doesn't want to see like a Korean queer non-binary, like dramedy, telenovela? But in particular, I am a big fan also of Crystal Liu, who's directing it. So I was excited to see what Crystal does because her sense of humor is phenomenal. Ray, who's in the cast, sold it to me when they said, oh, a castmate described the play as the real Asian lesbian housewives of LA. And I'm like, great, you sold me again. I want to see who sleeps with who, you know. Plus, to me, that's really healing. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going. I'm supporting. Yeah.
Well, that's a heck of a description. That's the stage production Gumiho at Theater Rhinoceros in San Francisco. And it's currently running until May 11th. Your next pick is the International Queer Women of Color Film Festival. And this year, the theme is Fierce Determination. They'll have 51 films that highlight how LGBTQIA plus people of color persist and thrive through art and collective care. Also, this is a free event, which is, wow, that's really, really great and definitely generous of them. Tina, what are you looking forward to in this film festival?
Oh my gosh. So many things. So I love their shorts because there's always surprises.
I love shorts.
I love shorts. So there's both local queer women of color and BIPOC queer, non-binary folks that make films that I can support that are local, but then also internationally folks submit films. There's documentaries. And then there's going to be a conversation with Pratibha and Cheryl Dunier and Madeline Lim, the creator, founder, executive director of Queer Women of Color Media Arts Project.
That's the International Queer Women of Color Film Festival at the Presidio Theater in San Francisco, and it runs on the weekend of June 13th, so mark your calendars. And your final pick is the play Simple Mexican Pleasures at the New Conservatory Theater Center. The protagonist, Eric, is heartbroken from a breakup, so he leaves town to ignore the pain. But while away, Eric is confronted by the spirits of his ancestors. And after having conversations with them and spending time in Mexico City, he seeks a deeper connection to his identity and family. Tina, this also sounds like a really interesting story. I know our Sights and Sounds producer, Porfirio Rangel, is really excited to check this out. So tell us more.
Yes. Well, first of all, I had to really search my mind. I'm like, when have I seen a story about a queer Mexican Chinese person protagonist ever telling a story going back to Mexico? You know, this is the world premiere for the playwright, which to me is fantastic. And so it already captured my heart because I'm like, I want to hear about this story. And then I love when there's both double casting, but also when there's any kind of spirits, otherworldly characters that come in. And that to me is the high comedy, which is one of my favorite things about the show, because then anything can happen. And usually what happens is, you know, the protagonist has to be pushed and challenged and out of their comfort zone and kind of thrown a bunch of things. And to me, that's when, you know, the magic really happens and the screwball comedy really happens.
I can only imagine what the ancestors are saying, because, you know, ancestors have no filters.
Yes.
That's the play Simple Mexican Pleasures at the New Conservatory Theater in San Francisco, and it's currently running until May 18th. I've been speaking with playwright and actress Tina D'Elia. Her comedy production, Overlook Latinas, is currently running at the Marsh Theater in Berkeley until May 10th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sound Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sound shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Wynn. I'm Janae Darden.